Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Also, please make sure that y'all are going to my online store. Yes, my online store is now open. You can go purchase some merchandise from the Real Talk with Tim podcast. All you have to do is go to realtalkwithtim.myshopify.com. If you follow me on Instagram, you can click on the link in my bio and you can just go from there.
Now today, guys, I'm back again with the very first episode of season 5. First of all, I want to welcome y'all to season 5. I know the wait has been long. You know, I had to take me a little mini vacay from the podcast world because, you know, I have been giving so much to y'all. You know, I don't mind it. I love giving y'all content and all that, but sometimes, you know, you got to take a rest. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I couldn't stay away too long because I'm here now. March 18th, we in here. Now, y'all know I had to come back strong, though, because a lot of people kept asking me when I'm going to come back. So, if y'all, look, I'm here now. Because I had to come back strong, right? I had to bring back one of my favorite guests. Now, y'all already know how I do it. When I do bring guests on my platform, I allow them to introduce themselves and tell y'all a little bit about themselves and their podcast if they have one. So, without further ado, I would like my guests go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? My name is Crystal. I am the founder of the Unapologetic Podcast. I can be found on Instagram, the Unapologetic Podcast, or Resilient Nurse 87. I have been recording for about a year now, picking back up speed. You know, I took a long break. Life be lifing. That's one of my slogans. But yeah, definitely check me out and, you know, follow me. Listen to my content.
Hey, listen, what season are you in currently? Because, you know, you do got a lot of deep topics, you know. What season are you in? What are you working on right now? Without telling us too much, I know you probably don't want to give away too many things right now.
I am currently in my second season right now, second season episode 2. I'm working on more intimate things as far as like I have content about sex, you know, mother-daughter relationships, son and mother relationships.
Right.
Just basically just a whole different set of content from my first season. My first season was a little bit more about where I come from, who I am, and how I became me. You know, how I grew up and everything I experienced up until today. You know, but this season I'm talking a little bit about more things that people can relate to outside of myself.
Most definitely. That mother-daughter relationship, that's something new because, I definitely don't hear about that too often. And I know, how old is your daughter?
Oh, 14.
And I know, see, you got a teen now, so I already know.
She's taller than me. So,
do it make you mad when you got to look up at your kid? I ain't even at that point yet.
I just snatch her down. just pull
her
down.
You got to remind her. Like, who in touch?
It don't matter. You can stand 6 feet taller than me. Mama still won't run. I'm running everything.
You better let them know.
Period. Been there, done that.
Hey, listen. Today, y'all, we have a very interesting topic, man. You know, I come up with my topics like at the weirdest times. Like I be telling y'all, like I told y'all in the past, man. It come from conversations. I may have clicked on something, looked at something, swiped up, swiped left, right, left, whatever, right? Today, we're going to talk about forgiveness and white lies. Now, first, let me tell y'all one of the many changes that's coming with season 5. Now, normally, I may just give y'all like one name, like one topic, you know what I'm saying? And that's the name of the episode. And that episode may just be about that one thing, right? But now You know, you may get an episode or two from me where we're talking about more than one thing. So don't be surprised if I'm talking all over the place, because I'm going to be talking about more than one thing this season in each episode. Not every episode, but sometimes you're going to get something. Like today, we're talking about forgiveness and white lies. Now, the reason why I want to talk about forgiveness and white lies, because I feel like a lot of us have forgiven people in our past and we felt like we shouldn't have. A lot of people have forgiven us in our past and they probably shouldn't have. We have probably told white lies in our past, and we have probably had white lies told to us in our past. So the first question I want to ask you, Crystal, have you ever forgave someone for cheating on you?
Absolutely.
Tell us. Take us back down memory lane.
I absolutely did. I've only really had, from my knowledge, one ex that really cheated on me. You know, I'm the GOAT, so nobody wants to cheat on me. I know, but however, yeah, you know, she was a little clueless back in the day. And I actually dated her when I was I was young. I was like 22 something. I don't know. But yeah, I definitely, every time this woman cheated on me, I took her back every single time. I acted like I didn't know any better. I was obsessed. Like, I don't know what I was looking back. It's like, what the fuck, for what? Like, you know, but right. Everybody goes through things. And I think I was at a point in my life where it was more so like trying to, I believed in second chances at that time. You know, when you're young, you're thinking like, okay, they really love me. They're not going to do it again. And you forgive them. But as I got older, it's like, yeah, no, it's a fuck no for me every time. One time, one and done. That's it.
So what was it? Was it like they was talking to somebody else, or they was just lying about stuff and you was just catching
like me? Slim was literally going back and forth between me and her ex every fucking other week. Like, literally, like, I've asked her several times, like, why the fuck you just don't go back to her? Like, go be with her. Like, what are you doing? You know, but I guess if somebody gonna keep letting you come back, that's what the fuck they're gonna do. They're gonna go, they're gonna come back. Because you allowed it. And that's what I did. I allowed it every single time. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, I will say that was one, but then also my baby father did cheat on me. I forgot about that.
It's always them damn baby fathers, huh?
I wasn't even really pressed about that because I didn't really want him anyway.
Yeah.
But
sound like you already knew how he was.
I already knew that. Well, it wasn't for me at the time.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I didn't really care too much, you know. But at the end of the day, I learned from it. I never cheated, though.
Yeah. You know, I think it's like you said, man. You know, I think it's all about, I think when we all were young in our day, you know, we did a lot of things that we shouldn't have. I, for one, had a lot of situations where I was just lied to. I mean, if I was cheated on, I probably didn't know about a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? I probably never found out about some of them.
Women are sneaky as fuck.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, and I was real green. I was real green. I was believing everything. I was taken back. I was taking them back after everything. It was crazy, you know. I mean,
but you don't regret it, right?
Huh?
You don't regret it, right?
Regret? Do I regret like, taking them back?
Like taking it back?
Well, guess what? I mean, it's like this. I'm not even gonna say I regret it, because I feel like had I not took them back more than once, I wouldn't have learned the things that I have learned now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I was supposed to take them back so that I can learn from it. You know what I mean? So like right now in my 30s, I'm like, I ain't doing that shit. You know, you lie to me about something serious, or you do something crazy, man, we over.
Done.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all about growth. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, when you get older, you put up with less. When you're younger, you put up with more because you're still trying to find yourself, find your ways. You know, you just started, you just getting your feet wet with love.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've had a situation ask me before, like, why is it that you gave your exes this amount of chance? Because, you know, after you get in new relationships, you talk about your past. You know what I'm saying? You talk about it. You tell what you went through, whatever. You tell them what you don't want to go through again. You know what I'm saying? So then, like, you deal with somebody and they're like, well, why did you give this person that many chances? I was young and dumb. I'm not giving nobody else multiple years of my life, and you can't get your shit together. Point blank, period. You gonna lie, you gonna cheat, you gonna do whatever. I'm not tolerating it. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's all a part of growing up, man. Real shit. Now, let me ask you this question, though. When it comes to white lies, right? Should a white lie be just as extreme as any other type of lie? Now, first of all, the reason why I ask that is because some people put lying on, as some people look at lying as like, it depends on the level. Like, that's why it's called a white lie. I heard somebody say a regular lie, a serious lie, because I look at it like a lie is a lie.
Lie is a fucking lie.
Right? But since we are talking about white lies, right? White lies, people. Not white lies. Sorry, no. Since we are talking about white lies, right? Should they be just extreme as a serious lie?
I guess it just depends on what you're talking about. You know, like if your partner asks you just something stupid, like, does this dress make me look fat? You don't want to hurt their feelings. So, I mean, but don't let them go out the house looking stupid, but you don't want to hurt their feelings. You get what I'm saying?
You know what? Let's touch on that real quick, Crystal. Let's touch on that real quick.
What?
If I gained weight, right? If I gained weight and I said, Crystal, do this shirt make me look like, you know, my stomach big? What you gonna say? Like, and let's be real, my stomach really is big. So if it really is making me look big, what you gonna tell
me? If it's coming from me, I'm gonna say, yeah, we're not doing that. Go ahead, change that shirt.
What that is, though, you gotta have that type of connection with somebody, though. You know why? Because if you don't, if you say it like that, then that person gonna know that you ain't coming from no negative place for real. You gotta know somebody.
My thing is, like, how I always carry myself, and a lot of people would tell you, my friends, relationships, family, I'm very honest, and my mom always tell me, like, sometimes your honesty can get you in trouble. Some people can't handle it. I'm very honest. I'm very blunt. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't lying. Don't ask me a question you don't want truth to.
Man, I feel like any lie, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you right. I guess it depends, right? Because I don't even know what I would consider a white lie, right? I think
maybe if you're surprising somebody with something. You know, like, okay, like if you're trying to surprise them or do something nice for them, like something like that, it's still a lie, but it's a white lie.
Let me ask you this, right? If you was with somebody, right, and you say, hey, are you still in communication with your ex? And they say no. All right, boom. They told you no, but they really are. But later on, you find out that they are, but it's nothing though. But the point is, they lied about being in communication. Now, when you did find out, it's nothing. Like, it ain't no sexual talks, ain't no flirting, ain't no cheating, ain't nothing going on. You find out it's just some regular, hey, how you been? Boom, 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 right? So that's a white lie. You lied about still talking to them, although you ain't doing nothing. How would you handle that?
You fucking lied.
So how
did you lie?
What would the result be? What kind of, how would that conversation go?
The conversation would be, why did you lie? Why did you feel the need to lie? What were you trying to hide? And if it was going to be nothing initially, why did you have to lie to me about it? Because I asked you a question. I want to know the truth.
But what if they say, you know what? I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to think that anything was going on. Because had I told you, then we probably would have argued.
It's giving, that's bullshit. We're arguing now because you fucking lied. It's giving bullshit. It's giving, fuck what you just said. You shouldn't have lied in the beginning. All you had to do was tell me the truth.
I get it, man. But, you know, sometimes the significant other, no matter who it is, never understands when it comes to an ex.
It depends on the age range we're talking about.
I agree.
At a certain age,
I agree.
You got to cut that shit off because at the end of the day, we are adults. You should not have to hide who you talk to. I'm still friends with some of my exes.
Right.
Some of them. And anybody that I deal with, you're going to have to understand. And if you have a problem with that, that's a personal problem. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an adult. And if you don't trust me, then at the end of the day, you have to go about your business.
Right, right, right. So let's talk about the smallest lie somebody told you. Now, when you sit back and think, right, what was the smallest lie that you could think of that somebody told you, right? And I want to know, did you forgive them?
The smallest lie.
Did you let it blow over? Did it end y'all? Because one thing I know, that when you ask people something about their past, something always pops up. Something. Mm-hmm. So when I ask you, what's the smallest lie that you was told, that one lie that you could think about, you like, that was so damn dumb to lie about. What's that lie that pop up in your head? And how you handle it?
The smallest lie that popped up in... How much money you made?
Oh, that's pretty stupid.
How much money you make? Like, what the fuck? Like, that's dumb. Why, first of all, why lie about that? And when that was told to me, when I found out, I was very upset. Did I break up with them? No, I didn't break up with them, but I leaned on them. Like, that's stupid. It's retarded. Why the fuck would you lie about that? That's dumb. Like, and a lot of people get intimidated by me because I'm a nurse and I make a lot of money. Well, I make a decent amount of money.
I borrow a dollar?
Period. Yeah, what's your cash at? But, I'm middle class. So, like, sometimes people get intimidated when they hear a nurse. They're thinking, I'm making all this money, but really, it's really not because I have bills. I have children. My kids are in private school. So, like, that money's going to them, you know? Like, so I don't want to be lied to about stupid shit. And if we're in a conversation about finances and we're in a relationship, why are you lying about how much money you make? Now, I can see if... Now, I'm not even going to say it's an excuse if you're just talking to somebody. That's still stupid. But when you're in a relationship with somebody, you're living with them, you cohabitate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why lie? I'm going to find out. All it's going to take is your daughter to send a fucking pay stub.
Yeah, they probably was just being real secretive about their money. I mean, if you put it like that, then there's no reason to lie about how much money you make. But
right.
I can still understand just a little bit why people are so close to the vest with their money, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it comes down to, like, because when you are in that type of situation, they may not want you to know how much they have versus to how much they spending. Because sometimes when you with somebody, they always complain about what you spending money on.
That's true.
And you just might be the person, or might be dealing with a person and be like, you didn't need that. That was too much money. So now you got to keep all your funds to your close to the vest. You don't want them to know nothing.
Yes.
But I can't even think about what's the smallest lie somebody told me, though. I mean, it probably has something to do with, like, whether they talk to a bunch of dudes or not. I don't know. It probably has something to do with that.
How many bodies they got or whatever.
I don't really ask. When I was younger, I used to ask about body counts.
They be lying.
I mean, but
they always said whatever number they tell you, multiply it by three.
I don't even want to multiply that shit. Hey, but look, what I will say is I stopped asking body count because, you know, they gonna lie about it anyway. But
why?
But the what I do find myself asking a lot about is doctor visits. I ask a lot about doctor visits.
That's the one.
When I was younger, I wasn't asking about that because I was in my prime. You know, I wasn't.
That's so
like
crazy that you just said that.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't, when you get older, you know, as you're getting older, you learn after each mistake, after each situation you've been in, and it open your eyes up to things that you should be doing, no matter what it had to do with, right? But let me ask you this. How many chances should you give a person after they make one mistake? After they make one mistake, and you know, you take them back and they fuck around, make another one. Do you give them another chance? Like, how many chances do you give a person when they do make a mistake?
You know, Tim, like, I'm big. I have a big heart, right? So I don't necessarily just chop their motherfucking ass off at the chopping block when they make one mistake. That's not who I am. But it depends on the mistake. It depends on the consistency of the mistake. It depends on what the mistake was. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and you can't keep a job, okay? We live together, we got finances together, and you can't keep a job to save your fucking life. It's only going to be so many times I let you say, okay, I quit my job. I got a new one. I'm sorry. You got to, like, it's certain.
No, wait, adult, hold on. Wait.
Hold on, wait. Listen, let me finish, though, for real. Listen. Consistency is key. If you cannot keep a fucking job and we live together and you just, it's like a consistent pattern. Like, I mean, like months, not like years. Like months, like,
oh, okay,
like
okay.
Months, not years, months. Like, you can't stay that, or you fucking, I don't know, can't pay your bill this month. Like, it's giving, what the fuck? Like, no, yeah. I've reached a point in my life where I'm big on like stability and I'm big on honesty, communication. And if something doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. You know, not everybody can go to college. Not everybody can get a degree. Not because college ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And college is overrated. That's just my opinion. Hey. Speaking of someone who has 2 degrees, college is definitely fucking overrated. It's overrated, okay? But at the end of the day, you have to want more in life. You know what I'm saying? And if you want something, you go after it. And I'm big on helping people follow their dreams. I'm going to support you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to be there for you, whatever the case may be. However, you have to want it more than I do. I can't want it for you more than you want it for yourself.
So let me ask you this next question. Is a person stupid for taking somebody back over and over again after they keep making the same mistake over and over again? Or, you know, they just keep fucking up. Is a person stupid for just keep accepting somebody back over and over again in their life? Because if you ask me, right, I mean, I would say it depends on what it is, what the situation is. Because if you ask a lot of people, they'll say, oh, I love him or I love her. This is all I'm used to. You hear that? You hear the same thing. Especially, this is all I'm used to. And I know a lot of people like, I swear I do, right? So, is a person stupid for continuing to keep accepting somebody back into their life?
Yes. Absolutely. Let me tell you, this is why. Okay. You're not stupid. You're just learning, and you haven't reached your breaking point yet.
What if you're old enough, though?
If you're old enough, abso-fucking-lutely. I wouldn't say you're stupid. You just don't know better, clearly. I it's crazy because that you're talking about this. Like, do you know my life right now? Like,
oh my god.
Yeah.
Crystal. Yeah, you know, I gotta get you with a hot seat question real quick.
That's what I'm
starting this season. Y'all know that, right? It's called the hot seat question.
No.
It's the hot seat question, Crystal. You ready?
Yep.
The hot seat question is, how many times have you taken somebody back after they kept lying to you and did you wrong? At your age now.
Oh, am I age now?
Well, in the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years, honestly, my tolerance level decreased. So I don't tolerate a lot anymore. I didn't. After my 5.5-year relationship, my tolerance level decreased. So that relationship ended in 2012, I believe. And after that, you can only do this much for me to forgive you.
Right.
So I'm big on forgiveness, though, right? I love love. I love you being happy. I love whatever. But what I'm not going to sit up here and pretend like that I don't forgive people. I do. But you're limited. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and keep taking you back over and over. I'm not going to keep forgiving you for certain things. At some point, you have to understand that some people don't change. People are who the fuck they are. And you got to realize that shit. And if you don't realize that, it's going to take something drastic to happen for you to realize. At this age, I'm fucking 36. I just turned 36. So it's like...
Oh, yeah. Crystal just had a birthday, y'all. Happy belated birthday, Crystal.
Hey. Chapter 36, period.
I ain't get to come to her party, but that's another story.
And I definitely invited you.
That's another story.
Whatever.
Hey, but no, you know what? But let me ask you this, though. At what point in your life did you realize your tolerance level was real low, though? Because, you know, remember we said when you're young, you do a lot of young shit. When you get older, you're learning more. You know what not to accept. At what point in your life did you say, hey, it's enough of this shit?
To be honest, my last engagement, I was engaged. And it wasn't even about cheating or other people. It was more so of like, you know, it's only certain things you can take from somebody. You know, I'm not going to deal with disrespect. I'm not going to deal with belittling. You know, I'm not going to deal with you acting like you better than me. I'm not going to deal with, you know, you want to leave when you want to and come back when you want to. Like, it's giving move the fuck on. You know, so maybe like I want to say at what age, honestly, I'm 36, so maybe like 33, 34 recently.
I'm a play devil's advocate a little bit, y'all. I have to, because a lot of times I come on here and I try to be fair, I try to be nice because I really am nice, you know, so it ain't trying, right? But
nice,
I gotta play devil's advocate a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, I know we sit here and we say, with age comes wisdom, or, you know, you get older, you get smarter, so to say, right? But I really feel like there's no age limit on quote unquote stupidity. Alright, so look. No, but hold on. See, the reason why I say that is because, alright, so you know how women say they date older men because younger men are immature, right? You know how they say that? Or vice versa. You know how men can say they like to date older women because younger women immature.
Right.
First of all, immaturity or maturity don't have a age limit. Because you could be 40 years old and immature as hell. You could be 25 years old and more mature than a 40-year-old. So that's all right, that's clear right there. But the reason why I'm saying all this is because it don't matter how old you are, because I really feel like once a person loves a person enough, they're going to take them back depending on what they did to them. Like, okay, prime example, you may have a 40-year-old dating a 50-year-old. 50-year-old woman, 40-year-old man. The 40-year-old man, he could be lying like hell to this 50-year-old woman, right? And for some odd reason, she loved the hell out of him. She could keep taking him back. Not all older people are so, their cutoff game is not all strong. So to say, everybody's cutoff game is not strong. Just because you 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever, that don't mean your cutoff game is strong.
Right.
Because once you love somebody, you love somebody. That's the only reason why I said there's no age limit to quote unquote stupidity. But like we said, it ain't really stupid. I mean, I guess it's you just care. I don't know. You can say
hold on. Let me just say this. Y'all go ahead and head over to the Unapologetic Podcast and listen to my segment called Age Does Not Define Maturity. This shit is lit. Woo! The fact that it's giving, go over to my podcast and listen to it, okay? So, I spoke about this because age does not define maturity. It doesn't matter. There are some people that are younger than me that are more mature. I would say, personally, I had to mature at a younger age because of what I went through. You know what I mean? So I had to mature faster than a lot of people my age. I tell my children all the time, when they be getting on my nerves, my 14-year-old, my 16-year-old, I was on my own at 16. If I kicked my son out at 16, he would not survive. He wouldn't know what to do. If he couldn't have a cell phone, a PlayStation, he wouldn't know what to do if he couldn't call on mommy. I didn't have that luxury. So I had to grow up faster. So I matured faster. But a lot of people that were my age, they didn't mature till like maybe their 30s, late 20s or something, you know? So yeah, go ahead over to Unapologetic Podcast and listen to Age Doesn't Define Maturity, because it's lit.
Hey, you know what? I actually got to check that out because I feel like...
Tim, you didn't listen to my episode.
I feel like I saw the title, but you know, I probably was doing some other shit with mine.
Then comes to my birthday party, a segment. You just fucking
Chris, you know it's all love, man. You know it's all love. You know, all love.
All love.
Hey, but I do want to know, what's the biggest lie somebody told you, but they tried to disguise it as a white lie? Have you ever had somebody lie to you but try to make it sound sound like it ain't that serious?
Listen. Yes. I was engaged. I was in a relationship with someone. And they told...
I know you ain't saying engaged. Oh, I gotta hear this.
I was engaged and my ex-fiance told me that the person that I saw them talking to on Instagram was their friend from Germany. And just a friend, you know, they played pro ball in Germany. My ex-fiance played pro ball in Germany. And it was just a friend. They were just cool. You know, I'm like, so why are you hiding the messages? Like, why is it secretive? Like you said earlier, the comment was, because I felt like you was going to take it some type of way. You was going to blow it out of the pool. Okay? So I'm like, okay, whatever. So a year went by, maybe like 2 years, and the relationship didn't work out. I ended up canceling my wedding. Everything didn't go the way it's supposed to go, right? 6 months later, they were dating that person that was their friend. Mm. They were dating them. like full-blown dating them. And I'm like, you sat here and lied that that was your friend all this time, and it was actually more than that, and come to find out they were dating them previously. That was an ex, but lied to me and said that that was just a friend. And I found out because the person who they were dating's wife hit me up and was like, did you know this is that and the third? That's what I found out.
So, wait a minute. The person that they was dating that was quote unquote from Germany, they had a wife?
Yes.
So they were... What the
they hell? Weren't set, they weren't divorced yet. And the funny thing is how karma works. My ex-fiance, they left them and went back to the ex. I mean, the girl left her and went back to her wife. So it didn't even last. Like you lied and you cheated or whatever. I don't even know if it was cheating. I think it was just you lying. You know, lesbian relationships can be tricky. But yeah, it was a whole lot of mess going on. Lied to me for about a year and a half, maybe two. And yeah, that was the biggest lie I've ever experienced.
Man.
Oh, you know what? Hold up. Hold up, Tim. Hold up. I got another one. This is deep, right? My baby father. Let me tell you about the biggest lie. I ain't even gonna say which one. I'm gonna let people just guess, right? So when I found out, when I was, we was like splitting or whatever the case may be, and my kids would go with him for the weekends, right? So one weekend he came in the house, you know, trying to talk to me like, oh, I want you back, you know, I hate that we like this. Like, basically spitting game, like, sat in the house, I was cooking, ate my motherfucking steak and shrimp, like, ate my motherfucking load of baked potato, ate my food, talking all this shit to me. It's not even funny, Tim, I'm being serious. Ate my motherfucking food. I'm walking back outside, you know, to go put my kids in the car seat, you know, shit. It was another car seat in the back.
Oh,
my. Like, who car seat is this? My man said, oh, my homeboy car broke down, so I gave him a ride. His kid was in the back seat, and he didn't have no way to put the car seat because his car broke down, so I left the car seat in the back. Tim.
I know where this is going.
Why I found out this nigga had another baby?
I knew it was going there.
Why I found out
I
he had
knew
another baby?
It was
baby.
Going there. I
How
knew.
You lie on your own kid, dog? You lied on your own child.
Man, I don't even know why niggas do that, though. They lie about how many kids they got or if they got kids. I don't even...
Like, what is the point of that? Either they gonna want you or they not. And at the end of the day, at our age, you rarely gonna find somebody that don't got no kids. If you want to be with a man, you rarely, at your age and your age bracket, rarely you're gonna find someone that doesn't have kids. You may, but it's not... It's not a big chance.
Man, I tell you this. What's the biggest lie? See, a lot of the lies that was told to me came from, like, when I was younger, though. See, nobody... I guess when I got older, I never really allowed somebody to really... I never allowed myself to be put in a position to, like, be lied to or played with, right? But the only things, and I probably mentioned these before, but the only thing or the only situation or situations I could think of is I was dealing with one girl who lied to me about where she was at. She was younger than me, and she was, I ain't gonna say, look, I was young too, y'all. I was young. I was like 19. And this girl was still in high school, though. She was still in high school. I will say that this situation, though, she lied to me about where she was at. She lied the whole weekend where she was at. She had just graduated. Oh, was I 19? I think I was like 20, 21 or something. And she had just graduated or something like that. Something crazy like that. So she had just graduated. And I was supposed to pick her up on her prom night. But she told me that she went out Baltimore to her father's house. But come to find out, she wasn't at her father's house. She was at the dude house who she went to prom with. I think they went like to his house or something like that. But and then another situation with the same girl, she went away on the weekend with him, but told me that she was at her cousin's house and she had her phone off the whole weekend. So that was one girl. But another girl lied to me when I was 16. This was a girl I lost my virginity to when I was 16. Okay, my name is Tim. My name started with a T, but she was, oh, you gonna trip out about this, Chris. Look, this girl that I was talking to, that I lost my virginity to, she liked men and women, right? So she cheated on me with a girl who, but the girl initials, her, the first, the letter, the girl name started with a T. So when she used to come see me at my house, she had a necklace on that had a T on it. And when she came to me, she used to tell me that the T was for Tim.
It's giving Tim.
And then I guess when she was with her, she used to say, you know, it's for her.
She the goat. Sign on.
Boy. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man. That's how it works.
These bitches slick. I'm telling you, bitches.
That's how it was. So, but see, this is the type of stuff that, like, turn people into who they are, though. Whether it's a man who,
fucking dogs.
Whether it's, so like with men, right? This is the type of shit that turn men into dogs, because they can't really, like, you done been told some shit that was so believable. And it's like, I don't give a fuck how good of an image this girl got right here. You could be just like this or just like that. But I guess, you know, you gotta, I don't know. It's a tricky world, man. The dating pool is crazy.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Hey, I don't know, man. But hey, listen, y'all. I do believe that it's some loyal people out there. I just believe that I just know for sure that they hard to come by.
Very, very hard to come by. But don't give up.
Don't give up, man. Y'all heard it here first. Y'all heard it here first from
Chris. You heard it here first. Don't give up. It's out there. It's somebody out there for you. But look,
I'm gonna close out with this, right? This is the message that I wanna tell everybody. You know, at the end of every episode, I'm gonna give y'all a message, right? It's a message I wanna give everybody. Now, if you love somebody, fight for them, right? But fight for what you want. That don't mean put up with bullshit left and right. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not telling you to put up with somebody's bullshit just because you love them. You know, put your demands out there of what you want and how you want it. If they not doing it how you want it, then it ain't for you. It ain't for you, man. When you meet somebody, or if you are currently dating them, tell them what you want, how you want it. If they don't want to give you what you want the way you want it, then they not for you. You gotta leave it alone. Anytime you tell a person what you want and how you want it, and they talk and they make it out to be a problem, then they a problem. I'm just saying, because it's like saying this. It's like a woman saying, "Babe, I wanna go out more." If he reply like, "Why you wanna go out?" Then
do you have a house?
They're not for you. You know why they're not for you? Because they don't even want to take you out.
Do you have my household tap? It's giving, you're tapping into my life.
I'm just saying, man. It's a person for everybody. That's all I'm saying. That's my message to y'all. I hope y'all take it and do something with it. I would like to thank Miss Crystal for being the first guest of season 5, coming on my platform, helping me break the season in. Hopefully we hear from her again this season. Hopefully y'all hear me on the Unapologetic Crew podcast.
And will.
So Crystal, tell everybody where to find you. Again.
Go ahead and follow me on Resilient Nurse 87 on Instagram or the Unapologetic Podcast on Instagram. Follow my podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Anchor, Google Play, all that. Go ahead and, you know, hit that follow button. Listen to my content. Go check out Age Does Not Define Maturity and my Becoming episode. Those are my top episodes, by the way.
I'm actually going to go listen to that.
Please go listen to that, Tim. You know, you didn't come to my birthday party. You owe me something.
I do. I'm definitely going to go listen to that. But, yeah, thank you again, y'all, for bringing in the season strong with me. Crystal, you know, everybody, y'all go have a good night. But look, y'all go follow me on Instagram, Real Talk with Tim, Twitter, RTWT Podcast, TikTok, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. Y'all make sure y'all go check out my merch. The link is definitely in the bio on my Shopify. And yeah, we out of here.